Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Akmaduhu wasta'inuhu wasta'dihi wasta'filrahu. Ashadu la ilaha laduhu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala kliril al-musulim muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah, we seek his assistance, we seek his guidance. I ask for his forgiveness, and I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah, we ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself to first have regard, taqwa, consciousness for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslims, believers, again I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Afahasibtum. Annama, let me do it the way I've been doing it so we can understand it for those that need to understand. Afahasibtum. Did ye then think? Annama khalaqnakum. That we created you. Anbathan. In jest. Wa annakum, and that ye alayna la tar ja'un, and that ye would not be brought back to us. Another translation is, did ye think that we had created you without any purpose and that you would never return to us? That is the 115th ayat of the 23rd surah of the Holy Quran. And we say, Salakallahu ad-Din, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, is Finding Our Purpose. Finding our purpose. In a reported hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man said, O Allah's messenger, can the people of paradise be known from the people of the fire? And the prophet responded, yes. And the man said, why do people do deeds? And the prophet said, everyone will do deeds which will be made easy for him to do. And in commentary it says, everybody will find easy to do such deeds that will lead him to his destined place for which he has been created. And dear brothers and sisters, today, Allah has said in today's chosen topic for today, did you think that we had created you without any purpose? And as you know, I'm a parable, fallible user because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses them. And so I find myself being drawn to them, and with the content of the topic and with the content of the fable that I chose to open with, something we all can say publicly, or we might not say publicly, but it's something that all crosses our minds. What is our purpose? And so I found that a frustrated young man went to see a wise man in his village. And he said, "I don't know what to do with my life. How do I find my purpose?" The wise man, he said, "How do I find my purpose?" "Follow me," said the old man. Silently, they went together to a faraway river where they found dozens of prospectors panning for gold. "And there were three types of prospectors here," said the sage. "So what do you mean?" the young man asked. He said, "There are those who strike gold straight away, real quick. And excited, they take their spoils and they cash it in and they live comfortably for the rest of their lives." He said, "Then there are those who pan for years. And they know that there is gold here, and they've seen others strike you rich. So they persist until they too find gold, but for what they've been searching for." "And what about the third type?" asked the young man. "These are individuals who get frustrated that they haven't found what they've been looking for. So after a day, a week, or a year or more, they give up. They walk away. They never find gold." So slightly confused, the young man asked, "What does this have to do with me finding my purpose?" "Ah, yes, the old age-old question," the old man smiled and looked at his companion in the eye. "There are those in life who look for their purpose and seem to find it almost immediately. From a young age, they have a clear sense of purpose and pursue their dream with energy and enthusiasm. Some others must look a bit harder, perhaps for many years, but if they persist and keep looking, they will find something to live for. Finally, there are those who want to know their purpose, but they become frustrated with the search and give up too soon, returning to a life of meaningless wandering. Can anyone find their purpose? Is there gold in the river?" The wise man responded, "So how do I find my own purpose? Keep looking. But what if I find it quicker?" "Son, there are no guarantees that you'll be able to find it quickly. The only guarantee is that if you give up and stop looking for it, you will never find it." The young man looked desponding, feeling that he had wasted his time with the old man, and he felt a reassuring hand on his shoulder. He said, "I can sense your frustration, but let me assure you that if you find your true calling in life, you will live with passion, make the world a better place, and be richer than you can imagine, and feel as though the very face of God himself is smiling upon you. That may happen next week, next year, or in the years ahead, but the search will be worth it, and your life will never be the same again. So for now, your purpose is to find your purpose. Thanks, and oh, there's one other thing that I forgot to mention." "What is that?" "Just as those men and women need to get down in the river with the pan to find their gold, so we need to remain active to find our purposes. We don't need to find it sitting around at home doing nothing." It's getting late, and the two men turned from home and they began to walk back to the village. And as they walked, the young man was so deep in thought about it, what he had just learned. The wise man smiled, knowing to himself that the conversations like this were an important part of living his own purpose. "Now, over to you. Do you know your purpose in life? Are you still looking? Or have you given up?" So the day begins with addressing just those type of thoughts from the Quran. And with Afahasibtum, do you think? And this comes from the word Hasiba, and it means to think. And when we think of something, we have a belief or a particular opinion. We have an idea about something or someone. And I'm going to preface this because Allah is asking us, not only did we think about something, he is also saying, did we consider it or imagine it? So when we consider something, we think carefully about it something typically before we make a decision. This hasib is in the connotation that we have in this ayat is a past tense, meaning we've already given some thought to it. We've already been thinking about it. And just like the young man as he went to the wise man, and when we see what he did, I think about Moses, Musa in the Quran, alayhi salam, when he went to the wise man for help learning something he wanted to know. When we think of something that ends up giving us major issues in our minds and it bothers us and we understand it's like the meaning of life. What is the purpose? We tend to ponder, we think about things that bring us out, we want to seek answers for. For most of us, we may not have had that quote-unquote physical wise man like Musa or even the young man that I used in the opening fable. But they were both not to be seen as physical beings, but to be seen as opportunities for each of us to find what is inside of us to gain the answers we seek. But even with that, we still have been given wise men and women. When I say men, I'm just saying wise people in our lives. Being in their fathers and mothers, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, whoever they be. And we've even had special men. Imam W.D. Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, who can take you on a walk to help you better understand what questions you may have about different areas of concern in your lives, in our lives. And it just takes an open mind and being willing to have the patience. And that's really what part of what Musa, the story of Musa and the wise man, is showing us, to being have the patience and being able to take those steps back when you find out that maybe you were going down the wrong path, and be willing to admit that you just don't know something and gain the ability to learn something. And since I kind of took a little bit long with that first part, bringing that story, I'm going to close this first part kind of quick. But this hasibah, you know, it also means mind. So my first thought was that the man came with man means mind. And we're talking about, so then we go to, we can also say you are of the mind that we created you. Kalak nakum. We created you. So there's kalak, created to form a thing, fashioned. Are you of the mind that you were formed, created, or fashioned? We first understand that Allah is the best of creators. That's foremost. He is our creator, and this is what separates us a lot. You know, we get questioned a lot. And a lot of times when we get questioned about our faith and our way of life, you know, they focus on other things that separates us. You know, they focus on a lot of our differences, they say. And they want to focus on personalities and our differences. But to me, what makes us quote unquote different is what I like to say is our main focus is we worship on the creator of it all. The creator of everything. We don't use a middleman, so to speak. We serve and we worship El Khaliq, the creator. And let me end this right now. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. So finding our purpose. So understanding our connection with the in creation. Not just being created, but being part of the creation is essential for our lives. And we're working on finding our purpose. Now, Imam Muhammad, he said that a man finds the purpose of his creation, says then a man finds the purpose of his creation, then he comes into unity and agreement with the rest of creation. So it's like you figure yourself out, and then you plug yourself in into creation. Then he says, but as long as anything is out of its purpose, then it's in conflict. But in finding the purpose, we find the unit, we find the unity, the harmony, and peace inside the conflict. And the first thing I thought of was the ayat in the Quran where it says, and be cool for Abraham. All that conflict that was going around him, but he was at peace inside of it. Then he also said the unity of purpose, the singleness of purpose, these are expressions that are rich in meaning, but most people just speak very lightly when they speak of them. He said, you know, but actually the whole creation has a purpose. There's a connection in the whole creation. So once we can truly understand that our creation and the rest of the creation are to be unified, then life seems to be less conflicted. You know, from that standpoint, we don't get so bent out of shape about something that happens. You know, the Imam said that people just speak lightly about them, but they don't address these, that the whole creation has a purpose. They don't want you to figure that out. They want you to be individuals. They don't want you to know that you connect to others and you connect to the whole. And if we can understand that, then we just need to focus a little hard on what our role is inside of that creation. So let's color. Inside of this word is moral, character, nature, habit. So this is not just the physical creation. You know, we think of that. I've mentioned this before and I'll mention this again, and I'm sure inshallah that it'll come out of my mouth some other time, that our creation is not to be just looked at as in the physical form. It is to be looked at in the intellectual sense. It is to be looked at, you know, at in the mind. And I, you know, not the physical form. And once we can understand that and fully grasp that not just us here in this side, this Musala, but for us as a whole in society, then we can get off what's hanging us up. And I don't use that word lightly. We have so much that are based on physical aspects, the colors, the looks. We forget that it should be based on how a person acts and how a person conducts themselves. Allah is saying to us, did you think that we had created you without any purpose? This is where we are today. We have so many who either think we are created for no reason, don't know why we are created, or just don't care. First, Allah says, I have created jinn and men for my worship. It's like, make a list. If you need something to help find the purpose of life, here's the top of the list. I have created men and jinn for my worship. Put that there at the top of the list. Now, the word is abathan, without any purpose. And the word means purpose or in vain. So what we are being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and this is Jummah, and the focus is solely for Allah and on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are being told, do you think, and I should say, well, better yet, how could you think? And I take that back. It's sort of like you must not be thinking. If you believe that we created you just because. Because inside of this word means to play. It's a meaning of for the sake of sport. Allah is telling us that, did you think we created you just for the sake of fun and games? There is no, you know, and there is no purpose behind your creation. There is more to life than just eat, drink, and be merry. This is what they put out. Now, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I could tell you, I could just imagine how many liquor commercials there were. How many commercials there were about just eat, drink, and be merry. We all heard the saying, you know, what's the meaning of life? And in the report of Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives us the beginning of Adam, alayhi salam. Not being inside, yet, you know, still just the hollow shell, the physical body of the beginning in, of creation of Adam. The body being hollow for 40 years. And we know that while he was still Iblis at the time, Iblis would go in and out of the body, and there he decided that he could fill up the body with false desires because he felt that we were created with the uncontrollable dispositions. And I'll first say this, that Allah has clearly given us exactly the guideline needed for us to control those dispositions in the Quran and in the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's given us the guidelines to find our purpose. But when he says to us in Quran, and first let me go back to lead to this ayah that I'm using today to bring us kind of up to why Allah says this. Because we're going to be asked by Allah, did we actually think that we were being created without a purpose? Allah asks, how many years did you stay on the earth? This is something else we read about in Surah 18. And the response is still the same as in both a day or a part of the day. Now, how many of us can just think and say how life truly flies? Just remember when, you know, what you cherish now may have been taken for granted for years ago. You know, getting up now, you know, you like, man, I'm up. I'm glad I'm up. But years ago, while waking up, when you woke up, you didn't even think about it. It seems, you know, pains now didn't even cause you to blink years ago. But they're very serious now. You know, that pain now, you'd be like, whoa, what was that? It seems just like yesterday, because Allah is telling us that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and so on, was just like yesterday. Allah says, you stayed only for a while if you only knew that. And I'm not going to really get into these eyes. I'm just trying to get us to really see that when we look at what is our purpose in life and why it consumes us. And some of us may never really admit that. But it does. Trying to live this life the right way, doing the right thing, and not knowing if we are, consumes us. When you get to a point in life, all of a sudden, you know, just like that young, you become that young man. At some point in time, you were that young man. If you haven't been that young man yet, you are that young man, and you ask questions, what is my purpose? And even if you've already been that young man once, the whole point of it is you need to be that young man again. You should never stop being that young man. And then there's some that just don't care. But regardless of the situation, Allah is telling us that, listen, did you imagine that we created you without any purpose? This is not a game. Allah did not do this for fun. We have something we are to do. And yes, we are to serve Allah. Worship means more than just the five obligatory salats and the extra salats that we're supposed to do. Those for our benefits. It means more than that. We're supposed to give in our wealth. All of the pillars that we have, it means more than that. You know, those are things that help us and, you know, command us that we're supposed to do. That, but we can come so robotic in those things that we think that we're doing those things that's our purpose. This is not what the purpose of our life is. Those are to help us accomplish our purpose in life. That's a big difference. And Allah warns us in that about being extreme. Allah is warning us against all you do is, and we have reported hadiths about that. All you doing is praying, but you ain't taking care of the other side. The opening report of hadith that I use of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, everyone will do deeds which will be made easy for him to do. So basically, this is telling us that each of us is going to do what we were created to do before we leave this life. This means that, as we saw in the fable, that it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter. Your purpose is still here. You just need to figure out where you are in that journey. Are you still panning on the, you know, so are you still panning for gold, or have you given up? Are you happy with the gold you have and just content? Allah created each of us with a purpose. This means there is a reason that it was done. There's a reason why you were created. And I understand what Allah says in the Quran when he says, وَلَقَدْ فَعَلْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ مَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالنَّاسِ. And we have certainly created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. The only problem is some of us don't know who they are. We just know we don't want to be them. Now, some of them stick out like thumbs at pinky conventions. Some of them we probably be like, yeah, he's got to be somebody made for hell. He's got to be. There's no way he can't be. But that ain't for us to judge. Only Allah can judge that. But we can put odds, and we ain't supposed to be gamblers. So subhanAllah. That's stuff for Allah. But I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying that our lives have a purpose and we should never be settled. Never be satisfied. Nothing tells us that we've got it or we've made it. Nothing. We should keep trying to fulfill the purpose. And even if we don't know what it is or we feel we do, the most important part of it is working to find out what it is. Working to find out, do I have more of a purpose? Maybe that was one purpose. Maybe I have something else that I can contribute in my life. Maybe there's something else that Allah has for me to do. And I may have shared this before, but before I became introduced to Al-Islam, I used to have a lot of bad episodes. I mean terrible episodes where I would get real upset and I would plead for direction because I felt I was here living but did not want to die because I didn't know what to do. I just felt like, you know, it was like a fear of dying, but I didn't know, you know, how to look at it. Because I you know, and I believe now that the biggest part of it was I was, you know, going to not fulfill my purpose in life. I didn't know. I said I had to be here for a reason. I just didn't know what it was. That was my plea. That was my plea. And not too long after, I was introduced to a person who was in the community. And I just felt like, you know, I was going to be held accountable. And even before I became or reclaimed being a Muslim in my original state, I still felt Allah's presence, even though I didn't know organ. I didn't know it. I felt the unknown. Allah says that he would, you know, in the rest of this ayat, he says, and that you would never, you would, subhanAllah, and that you would never return to us. The end of the ayah says, and that you would never return to us. See, we have to go back to Allah. We have to return to Allah. But as I said in an early khutbah, y'all have got to do something with your phones. It's disrespectful to others in prayer. The reported hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. He said, one day while the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was sitting in the company of people, Jibril, right line, who came and asked, what is faith? And the Prophet replied, faith is to believe in Allah, his angels, and meeting with him, his messengers, and believe in the resurrection. See, it's a part of our faith to believe that we are going to have our meeting with Allah. And we will be asked about our lives, and we will be asked, how long do we think we were here? And it will feel just like a short while. The most, you know, the important, it's most important that we know now how to look at how we're going to be able to answer that. Have we really looked at this ayah before in this way? You know, sometimes we read the Quran and we just read. And in these type of ayahs, have we looked at them this way before? You know, this is Surah 23, El Mu'minun, the believers. Faith. You are being asked, if you're a believer, You have you really thought about this? Then you should know that Allah did not create you in vain. Allah did not create you just to pass the time. You are created to serve a purpose in this life. And He has ordained that purpose. And the treasure of that purpose is life itself. And you are the pan for the gold. And once you find some gold, put it up. But keep looking for more gold. Who can count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who knows what He has planned for you? As long as you are here, you have a purpose. You have a duty to fulfill. And Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, informed us of that. We are going to do it before we leave. So you may not have done it yet. And you cannot do it from the sidelines. You have to get in the ball game, as they say. To find your purpose, you must get your hands dirty. Go pan for gold. Because it is to Allah that you must answer to. Not just in death. And as I close today's second part of today's khutbah, and I've done the khutbah on the return to Allah. Every time we deal with something, every time we have to try to live our life, we turn to Allah. We seek His guidance. We pray for His help. Your purpose is given to you by Allah. He will help you find it. And find all the gold you got coming to you. And like the fable that I used earlier, now over to you. Do you know your purpose? Are you still looking? Have you given up? If you are a believer in Allah, you still have a purpose. If you are a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you still have something to do. Brothers and sisters, don't stop panning for gold. Find your purpose. Inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. Please remember the sadaqa and the zakat. It is a vital, important establishment for a functioning community.